reading in Zechariah chapter 7 this morning. 2 years have passed since the end of chapter 6, or more or less. At the beginning of the book, we saw that he began his ministry in the second year of Darius the king. Well, now this is the fourth year. And a deputation has come from apparently the city of Bethel, one of the other cities in the land, and they've come down to Jerusalem to ask the prophet whether or not they should keep the annual feast in the fifth month. Now, since the fall of Jerusalem some 70, 80 plus years before, the people had been in the habit of fasting on the anniversaries of those dreadful days. The fifth month was the month in which the temple had been destroyed, and so there was a fast. And they're really asking the question, should we continue to mourn the destruction of the temple, given the fact that it's almost been restored, rebuilt again? Well, the prophet's answer is, like most prophets' answer, it's sort of indirect. It's not exactly the answer to the question. And his answer is introduced with the phrase, "The word of the Lord of hosts." And Zechariah tells them that God really isn't that interested in man-made fasts or even feasts, that what God desires is that the people give heed to his words. And he's really asking them, are you really sorry that the temple, the symbol of God's presence, was destroyed, or are you simply lamenting the fact that things are not the way they used to be? Is your fasting an offering to God, or is it just self-pity? He goes on and tells them that the Lord requires the execution of justice and the manifestation of mercy, that they are to avoid oppressing one another, and that they are to avoid even evil thinking. Their disobedience, Zechariah says, was the cause of their misery. God's moral requirements had been known long before the temple had been destroyed. But their fathers had refused to obey God, to hear his word. So they'd been scattered in judgment, and the temple had been destroyed because of their sin. So really, Zechariah is asking them yet again, what's the point of lamenting a ruined temple unless you remember the reasons for which it was destroyed? What's the point of restoring it if you don't remember what had caused its destruction? You know, it's just as fruitless for us to celebrate the birth of Christ or his crucifixion or his resurrection unless we also recall the meaning, the implication for what Christ has done for how you and I are called to live. Reading then the 7th chapter of Zechariah. Hear now the word of the Lord. In the 4th year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the 4th day of the 9th month, which is Chislev. Now the people of Bethel had sent Sherezer and Regemmelech, and of course you couldn't have said that either, and their men to entreat the favor of the Lord, saying to the priests of the house of the Lord of hosts and the prophets, "Should I weep and abstain in the fifth month as I have done for so many years?" Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, "Say to all the people of the land and the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth month and in the seventh for these 70 years, was it for me that you fasted? And when you eat and when you drink, do you not eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? Were not these the words of the Lord proclaimed by the former prophets, when Jerusalem was inhabited and prosperous with her cities around her, and the south and the lowlands were inhabited?" Then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, render true judgments, show kindness and mercy to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the sojourner, or the poor, and let none of you devise evil against another in his heart." But they refused to pay attention and turned a stubborn shoulder and stopped their ears that they might not hear. They made their hearts diamond hard lest they should hear the law and the words that the Lord of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore great anger came from the Lord of hosts. As I called and they would not hear. So they called, and I would not hear, says the Lord of hosts. And I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations that they had not known. Thus the land they left was desolate, so that no one went to and fro, and the pleasant land was made desolate. God calls for not just our keeping ceremonies and rituals, but calls for our hearts and our lives.